This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Mike Conti on his way to Columbus as Atlanta United gets set to take on the Crew tomorrow night right here on the radio station. Mike, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. We'll get to some Atlanta United and some soccer. I mean, there's some huge soccer matches getting ready to be played here in town in just a few. But draft is tomorrow night. Hawks general manager meeting with the media yesterday. NBA season coming to a close on Sunday night. What's going to be your memory of the 2025 NBA playoffs?
Well, you know, I thought you had it exactly right yesterday that it was such a great playoffs, it was such a great finals, and it was so sad that Game 7 played out the way it did with the Halliburton injury. What a bummer. And it does nothing to demean Oklahoma City's title. They've been the best team all year. They won 84 games between regular season and playoffs. Only the Jordan Bulls teams have done that. That's a remarkable achievement. So, you know, just because Halliburton got knocked out in Game 7 does nothing to demean Oklahoma City as best team. But it was such a shame to see that happen to a player that really, along with Siakam, was carrying the Indiana Pacers through those playoffs. And it would have been fun to see a Game 7 go down to the wire. And even though Indiana was right there at halftime, I think he kind of had a feeling that it wasn't going to be that way with Halliburton out in the second half. But an interesting playoff and a consequential playoff when you think about the injury to Halliburton coupled with Tatum in Boston and Dame in Milwaukee, and now looking at what the Eastern Conference will be next year with those three players all out for the year. The Celtics now all of a sudden going into selling mode by getting rid of Drew Holiday, and it just kind of makes you wonder. The Knicks are in flux with their coach. Orlando is stocking up a little bit. It makes you wonder just how consequential will the 2025 playoffs be to the 2026 season.
Mike, you mentioned what it could mean for the Hawks, and Ansi Salah, GM of the Hawks, spoke yesterday for the first time. Of course, NBA draft tomorrow night. What were your biggest takeaways from what he had to say?
I mean, he said they're locked in on Trey, so that should theoretically put an end to all that speculation and chatter. Now, that could be a smokescreen. That could be a negotiation tactic. That could be, a competitive misdirection, but I don't think so. I mean, it sounds like the momentum is that the Hawks want to keep Trey, that, in the next couple weeks or months, they'll probably start to hammer out terms for a long-term extension, and the Hawks will build around Trey. Let's go back to what we've been talking about the last couple weeks about how Oklahoma City declared that they were going to build around Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and they acquired the draft picks and the complementary pieces to build around him. Shai had an MVP year, and OKC won the title. perhaps that's the thought now with Anzu Salah and the front office that's being assembled around him, that, you know, the Hawks are going to build around Trey. And I think they have good pieces that can help to complement Trey. But I think they still need more. And, you know, maybe that starts tomorrow with the draft. Maybe that starts in free agency. I don't know. But by far, my biggest takeaway from what the GM said yesterday was a pretty clear indication that we can stop all the speculation about Trey Young's future, that as far as the Hawks are concerned, they want him to be a Hawk long term.
Yeah, and look, I would imagine they felt that way anyway. I don't know if what's happened in these playoffs maybe ramps that up even more. It's like, hey, let's keep our best guy and try to put some pieces around him and take advantage of some of the best teams in the East maybe having a year where they're not going to be as competitive. I mean, they also go into the offseason with more money than they've had under the cap in a number of offseasons. They have a trade exception if they can find a way to use it as well. I wonder, and I don't know if this was asked to him yesterday or not. I've only heard the clips. I didn't get a chance to hear the whole press conference, but and he probably wouldn't have answered it anyway, so I'll just ask you. Do you think that the way that with Halliburton and Lillard and Tatum and what's going on in Philadelphia and just like all of these kind of powers in the East being so injured, do you think that that puts a little bit more urgency underneath Anze Salah and the Hawks to say, hey, let's swing big this offseason and try to win
this? Yeah, possibly. I think that's a good question. I think it's possible. I don't know if it's probable, because you're talking about a decision that's going to form the further decisions you'll make about this franchise for years to come, not just this off season. And that's the thing. Like, Tyrese Halliburton's going to be back.
Right.
Jason Tatum's going to be back. Dame Lillard's going to be back. Philadelphia's going to be back. You know, the Knicks will be back. There will be teams that might be reloading, you know, temporarily, but are probably very close to being competitive. Milwaukee brings Giannis back. They're probably the team that we're all sleeping on that could still be right there. So, yeah, I mean, it's possible it could add to the urgency, but I don't know if it's probable. I do think that, you know, as far as it pertains to the Hawks, I think it's very easy to forget when the Hawks had a deep roster, when they were able to run guys like Danilo Gallinari and Solomon Hill and Tony Snell and Chris Dunn off the bench, they were two wins away from the NBA Finals. And they got some breaks in some other parts of the Eastern Conference during that playoff run, but they took out the number one seed, a team that had chemistry issues and dysfunction, but still the number one seed in Philadelphia. So, to me, I don't know if the Hawks necessarily need to hit home runs in this offseason, but I'd sure like to see him hit a lot of doubles and do whatever they can to make this team deeper from top to bottom, not just find a big, not just find a backup point guard, but find 11 or 12 guys who can contribute every night. When the Hawks had that in the 2020-21 season, it was beautiful to watch. And they were two wins away from the NBA Finals. And I hope that the thrust of their efforts this offseason will be to try to make themselves deeper and not necessarily find another superstar to pair with Trae Young, because that might not be the answer.
The problem with hitting doubles, at least for the Braves, is they just leave that guy on second.
So yeah, hopefully, he just gets stranded.
Hopefully the Hawks can do a little bit more
than
that.
It's just a runner in scoring position.
Mike Conti joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Mike, over the next, 34, 36 hours, myself and I think a lot of Hawks fans are just going to be on draft prep cram mode. 13 and 22. I got kind of a two-part question here. What do you view, and I know what Anze Salah said about he's just going to take best player available regardless of a position, but what are you viewing right now as the Hawks' biggest needs in the draft, and are there any names that you specifically would like to see in those windows at either 13 or 22 for the Hawks to maybe come away with?
By the way, Abe, do me a favor. Never change. You know, your analogy about putting runners in scoring position, just never change. I always love how you're always willing to challenge all of us in the way that we think. So please never change. I know that Anze Salah said best player available. To me, I think the two positions of need that the Hawks may elect to address tomorrow or may not would be backup point guard and finding a big. And I don't know if at 13 and 22, you're going to be able to find anyone of consequence who can settle those needs for you this season. I still think the Hawks are pretty high on Kobe Bufkin. Mm-hmm. You know, injury derailed his season last year. I think that he showed some flashes and some promising signs before that injury. So maybe the Hawks don't prioritize backup point guard as much as I do. It sounds like, by all indications, Clint Capella is probably a short-timer here in Atlanta. Onyeka Okongwu as an everyday starting five in the NBA. I don't know how the Hawks feel about that. So they've got to go out and find a big. But the names that I'm seeing in that backup point guard / center mix at 13 and 22, a lot of the names that I'm seeing in these mock drafts, without getting into real specifics, it looks like that puts you in the territory where you're looking at a lot of projects.
Yep.
Guys that could pan out, guys that could be very high reward but come with a little bit of risk. One other element that I think could be in play tomorrow night, Abe, is with 13 and 22, if you package that, where does that get you? Does 13 and 22 get you up to 8? Does it get you up to 9? And is there a player in the top 10 that the Hawks really feel good about? It's a little bit of a guessing game because we don't really know who the Hawks have been working out and interviewing this offseason. They used to be pretty transparent in who they were bringing in for workouts, and we haven't really heard much about that this year. So would there be an opportunity for the Hawks to package and move up? Is there also an opportunity for the Hawks to package and move down? They do not have a second-round pick on Thursday night. Every now and then a second-round pick hits. It doesn't happen often, but it does hit. So could the Hawks be looking for value there and maybe trying to stockpile a first-round pick in later years? I think that's an element of tomorrow night that hasn't really been talked about yet, but to me, that's the most fascinating because the Hawks still relatively have a dearth of first-round picks going forward. Could they use tomorrow night as an opportunity to rebuild that stockpile a little bit?
Well, and they're at the second-rounders, too. I know that they recoup some second-rounders with a couple of the moves that they made at the deadline, but they traded 5 second-rounders for Sadiq Bey not that long ago.
Right.
Don't have him anymore. So yeah. They could probably restock in the second round, too. Let me ask you this. I don't know how much you've been following it. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. It's just sort of one of the fascinating subplots of the draft. Is what's going on with Ace Bailey and his representation and the way that teams sort of view him. I mean, coming out of high school, he was one of the 3 best guys in the draft, and now there's some concerns surrounding, you know, various different things. What do you make of the Ace Bailey news heading into tomorrow night?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've been following it probably as closely as you guys, but I do think it's fascinating. And I do think there's a little bit of smoke there that could signal that he could be a player that drops because of some of the issues that you just mentioned, Andy. I think he's a great player. I got to watch him a little bit as a player of the Big Ten. and certainly has some local connections as well. Everything I've heard about him from people I trust has been very, very glowing from a basketball standpoint. You know, I think a lot of players in the NBA have baggage one way or the other. And, you know, ultimately talent prevails. So I don't know if his draft stock has been damaged that much. But it is interesting to monitor. And to be honest with you, like, I think tomorrow night, I don't think we go into tomorrow night knowing for 100% certainty who the number one pick in the draft is going to be. You know, this is not, in my opinion, this isn't a year where the number one pick is super obviously, well, it's absolutely going to be LeBron, or it's absolutely going to be Wemby. I think Dallas, with the way they're built right now, what they need, and they don't need to bring in a guy like Wemby, you know, to make themselves competitive. I think Dallas could really throw an interesting early wrench in the draft tomorrow night.
They don't draft Cooper Flagg, I'm going to fall out of my
chair,
Mike.
Nico Harrison was definitely going to get canned.
They're going to they're going to run him out of town. He already traded Luka, and now he's going to pass on Cooper Flagg. I got accosted at my brother's wedding by a number of, because his wife has family in Dallas, and they know, you know, that we do sports radio. So they were like, talk to me about Luka. Try to make me feel better about it. I was like, the only thing I can say is you might have Cooper Flagg by Wednesday. If they don't get Cooper Flagg Wednesday night, Mike, I don't know. I think these people in Dallas have been through enough already.
Well, let's just put it this way. I mean, you're right. In all likelihood, he's going to be the number one pick. But the Dallas Mavericks front office has shown that there might be a little too much self-belief in doing unorthodox things there.
No doubt about that. Mike, we appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care.
Mike Conti there, 92.9 The Game, Hawks and Atlanta United broadcaster. Again, United are at Columbus tomorrow, pregame at 6:30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.